We were talking about tonight, the Royal kicks off Royal Fest at the Royal. Marcy Playground and Fuel will be performing tonight. And I'll tell you what, if you're into rock music, this is going to be a great weekend to be hanging at the Royal.
Yeah, and we're very excited because this is kind of the, well, like you said, Royal Fest going on, but then tonight's kind of like the pre-Royal Fest, right?
Yeah, it's the it's the start off to it, you know. So.
Yeah, the kickoff to the Royal Fest.
That's funny. I Google Fuel. I Google Fuel, Alan.
Yeah.
I Google Fuel.
You were just going. Yeah, come on in.
I'm here.
I Google Fuel, and all of a sudden Chevron pops up, Phillips 66.
Oh, yeah. It's way different. Yeah, that's a different fuel. Yeah,
I am forming a lawsuit against those guys.
Good.
Somebody
if I
needs
were you,
to.
Man.
Yeah,
I definitely would.
They're making way too much money.
Hey, how's it going, man?
It's good, man. How you doing?
Doing good.
You guys want to hear a funny voicemail I just got?
Did you get a funny voicemail?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Is it airworthy?
It's airworthy.
Okay, good.
It's
Now this is Brett from Fuel.
Yeah, this is my friend Dean DeLeo from Stone Temple Pilots. He just called me a minute ago and it came up caller ID blocked and I don't answer those.
So. Yeah, me too.
So here we go. Let's see if I can get this going here.
Why am I nervous right now?
Me too.
Hey, Brett. Hey, man, it's Dean. Dean DeLeo here, Mr. Scallions. Hey, man, I was thinking of you. You know, I drove out to Chatsworth, out to Panga, to get some firewood. And getting firewood made me think of you because I said, now there's a guy that can cook my leg and make it taste good. You are the outdoor cooker, man. So anyway, I was just thinking of you. I don't know if you ever at that place out in Chatsworth, way out to Panga. The firewood place. It's amazing, man. Tons of firewood. Really cool. Anyway, I went and got some red oak. All right, man. I hope you're doing great. And talk to you soon. Bye.
That is hilarious.
That is awesome. God. So, I wish I knew him better so I could kind of be laughing like you because I'm like, is he okay?
He's totally fine. He's a nut, man. I love him.
And yeah, obviously an avid outdoor cooker if he's going to get the red oak.
Well,
right?
It didn't sound like he was avid. It sounds like Brett's avid.
I love to cook. Yeah, man. I'm not afraid to throw a big shoulder on a smoker.
Yeah. So, but you use the real smoker, not the Traeger with the pellets. You go get the real wood and the.
Yeah, well, I have a at my house. I've got one of those bullet smokers. I don't know, the charcoal
smokers. Yeah.
You know, it's just a little cheap $100 smoker.
Okay.
But you know, and I throw the charcoal in there, and I usually get. A variety of different wood chips and stuff.
Gotcha.
and use those. So
I got the Traeger last year, and I have not even touched my barbecue grill since I got that thing. Everything.
Do you have to cook things longer on the smoker?
Oh, some things, some, you know.
So instead of just throwing a steak on for, you know, 5 minutes, you got to put it on there for like what, 12 minutes?
Yeah, it's a different kind of thing, really. You know, I mean, you can do a smoker for just a little added flavor, but then you're going to want to eventually throw it on a grill if you're going to cook it and stuff. But
okay, so
but I like take a pork shoulder and I'll do it 4 to 6 hours on the smoker, and then I'll throw it in the oven on a real low heat and let it cook another 4 to 6 hours, and then it just falls apart.
Okay, now we know why he called you.
Yeah. You know, he's trying to get my recipes.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Like, so,
okay,
how do you do that shoulder?
I got it now. So how's everything going, man?
It's great. You know, we're just finishing up a month run, and we played Denver last night. Those guys were incredible. And we're here tonight, and then we do Vegas tomorrow at Fremont Street.
Oh, right on.
And then we take a little break and spend like 3 weeks off, and then we're going to do it again.
Cool. When you do like Fremont Street, is it pretty weird to be there where you got people that their main focus is either gambling or the strip club, and you're just playing, and the guys walk by and go, I wonder who that is. That's Fuel. You know, is it more like that on Fremont Street?
No, it's a good time. This is like the third time we've done it. And, you know, they're out there ready to party and have a great time, you know. And they've got probably the strangest thing is they have the, what do you call the rope there?
Oh, what do you call those things? Where you get on, you slide down on the rope?
Yeah. I'm totally brain farting over here.
As soon as you... Zip line! We got to do zip line, dude!
Dude, I'm glad you brought your brain.
Bro, it's a rope.
Yeah. It's a rope. The rope thing, man.
I'm like still smoking a pork shoulder like, over
what's
here,
that
man?
Thing that you brush your teeth with?
Yeah, it's like a, what's
damn,
a zipper?
What's it called?
So while you're playing, there's just people over the
yeah,
top of
like
you?
Yeah, there's like people on zip lines just flying by you the whole time, so... but it's a good time.
I'm so old, though. I still can't get used to that whole Fremont Street with the cover on it and stuff, because I go back to the old days when that was, I thought, the coolest place to hang out. Right. And now it's just so different and weird from what I'm used to.
Really? Yeah. See, I never knew it back before they covered it and everything. So.
Yeah. It was just, it was dirty.
It was run down, right?
Yeah, it was that was very like, run down and
dirty.
You
got 50-cent tables and stuff,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. But that's where you would go. If you were going to Vegas to gamble, that's where you would go, though, is downtown right. or the
old
town.
You could actually win there.
Yeah, well, yeah, and that was real gambling going on because everything out on the strip was touristy. Downtown right. wasn't so touristy.
I just remember going to the place downtown, or I guess downtown, where you could get the steak and eggs for like $2
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, that's what downtown was cool for. Yeah, was like, you go to Fitzgerald's and you get a room for, you know, 19 yeah. bucks.
Yeah, that was the first time I ever went. I was like, that wasn't worth $2. I got ripped off.
Never again.
No.
So does it get easier at all going out on the road all the time?
These days it's harder, actually. You know, I'm a dad now, so
it
totally switches the gear on the machine, you know. And
but in the old days, it was we're going out and we're not coming back for 10 months, 12, not, however
back
long.
Back when we were going on the Sunburn and the Something Like Human tours and things like that, we would tour for 6 months straight.
Wow.
At least.
Yeah.
You know, and then take a week off and do it again.
When you were doing that, was there one guy in the band that had kids that would be different than you guys? And you'd go, God, dude, you're kind of getting boring, man.
No, well, back then, none of us had kids.
Yeah, because when Alan and I first started doing the show together 23 years ago, he had kids and I didn't.
Yeah.
And it was like we'd be getting ready to do something, and I'll go, God, I got plans with the kids. Like, dude, dump the kids. Let's go.
They're just dragging you down, man. Yeah.
And now later in life, I get kids, and all of a sudden it's like, it switched, and I get it now, dude. I'm sorry I ever acted
now
that
you
way.
Get
man.
It. Yeah.
Your priorities aren't so crooked anymore. You know?
Yeah,
you
straighten now them you're up spending a more bit. Time at the smoker.
Does that's they, right. Yeah. That's right.
Do the kids learn something, and you get your heart broken kind of because you weren't there for it? Because I get that way
God.
Sometimes, you
dude.
Know?
You know, my kid, my oldest, he's 9, and he plays basketball, and you know, and he just won a bunch of his championship games and stuff, and it's like. Such a bummer to miss those things, you know, and they just had they're in their last days of the school year and they just had their school performance and stuff. And
yeah.
I miss those things, you know, it's a big bummer, you know, and it makes you really kind of stop and go, what am I doing this for?
Yeah.
Am I doing this for me or am I doing it for the money or am I doing it for because what am I doing it for?
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
So, you know, I do it because I love what I do. You know, I love being a musician. Yeah. I love being on stage and performing and things like that. But it does get tough, you know, when kids are in the equation, you know, because, you know, I'll even go out on tour and then I come home and you just see a subtle difference.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
In the kids and you're like, man, I just missed, you know, 4 weeks or 6 weeks of this kid's life, you know,
and you know,
it's huge,
and you know that before you know it, they're going to be in their teens, 16, getting a collide. And God, I want to be there for this, man.
Yeah,
I'm going to quit talking. This is a bummer.
Yeah, she's a total downer, right?
No, but I was just going to say though, at the same
you're really
time,
bringing us
you
down,
know,
kids.
You got your flesh and blood playing the basketball game, but you got your part of you, your flesh and blood, basically as your songs that you're out still sharing
sure.
with people.
Sure.
So it's kind of cool on both sides.
Because
you know,
they're kids,
yeah. you
they're
get to do that.
All kids, aren't they?
Yeah,
even the songs.
There's a
kids.
Love-hate relationship.
Yeah, it's
got to
be, right?
You know, yeah,
got to be tough, man.
Is.
So what are we going to do tonight, man? Going to tear the house down? Get this weekend going?
We're going to rock it royal style. Yeah, man.
Have you ever been to the Royal? Have you guys?
I did
there?
A couple years ago. I did a little 2-man acoustic run. And this was one of the stops for me on that, and so that was a lot of fun. It was it was a really laid back little storyteller kind of thing. You
oh,
know,
right
I was,
on.
I was just playing. It was me and this guy named Kemble Walters, and we would just jam some songs. We'd jam Fuel songs, of course, but we were also doing anything from Johnny Cash to Hank Jr. to
cool.
to you know we even did an STP song, you know, stuff
right
like
on.
That. So we were just having fun paying homage. To a lot of the music that we love listening to, but then we also did some Fuel songs too.
Yeah,
so.
That sounds so much fun, man.
And then tonight's the full band.
Tonight's full band, yeah, and we're going to be loud and crazy. So.
Right on,
perfect.
Yeah, we're going to play pepper spray the set with a lot of hits.
Awesome.
So. So bring some Wait, goggles?
I'm going to bring a sleeping
bag. That's
right.
Yeah, bring goggles.
I'm going to bring a sleeping bag because I'm going to stay there tonight, I think just out on the back lawn by the creek, and then just get up tomorrow and
that's
keep
a
on
good
going.
Spot, man. They got a really good flow of water going
yeah,
in there right
perfect.
Now. You know, all the snow's melting off the hills. So.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm surprised you guys still have snow-capped mountains, actually. You
yeah,
guys,
we got a lot of snow this year, and it's just, yeah. I mean,
especially
it's barely started coming down. Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah.
So, everybody, tonight at the Royal, tickets are still available. But, you know, it's one of those things. I know I say this a lot, and you guys are probably tired of my redundancy on this. But this is the type of show tonight that's going to be sold out. And if you can get down there early or get online and get your tickets now, I would do it. I would highly recommend that so that you don't miss anything tonight. And tonight's just going to be fun. Three bands and Fuel headlining tonight, y'all. Come
yeah,
on.
Opal Hill Drive, mm-hmm. I think, what did we say, starting about 8, 8:30?
Yeah.
Then Marcy Playground. Yep. And Fuel. It's going to be an awesome night.
Yeah, man. Good times.
Yeah.
Those guys are great, too. They're a lot of fun.